Let's talk about when you first met Jim.
Well, when I first met Jim, I was introduced as the director of the library, and he made me feel very welcome and warm. It was just such a wonderful experience because I was very nervous coming in and how people would accept me. Barbara had been here for a significant amount of time, and so a new face coming in, and he just made me feel warm, and it just was an easy transition with people like Jim.
Mm-hmm. What was it like working with him day to day? Some of us would see him sitting on boards or meeting him out in public. We didn't get to work with him day to day. What was it like?
I didn't see him every day. He was great to work with. He was always smiling. And if a situation came up that we had to problem solve, he always made it easy and really work with me to try to find the best solution quickly. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, we're both on the go a lot. Yeah. We were both always, you know, moving and trying to get things done. So it was, he just made it easy. He was always smiling. It was never a problem. And even if maybe it was a problem to him, he would never express it. It was wonderful because he would just, you know, make you feel like, okay, this is going to be fixed. I've got this.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of people have talked about how what a great collaborator he was, and now he could bring a lot of disparate people together.
Yes.
For a common cause. Speak to that a little bit.
So, I didn't work with him very long, and so I wasn't on the board or anything. But I can tell you that as far as collaboration and bringing people together. Whenever we would have a get together, we would invite the Virginia Voice to come together with the Library and Resource Center and DBVI. Mm-hmm. And he always showed up with a smile, and he always had the ability to make my staff, along with the rest of DBVI, feel comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Like we were all one big happy family.
Yeah.
Like it was just a great collaboration because you could see the teamwork that everybody was putting forth.
Yeah.
And again, I guess you've heard this a lot, but his smile just kind of made you feel at ease.
Yeah. What about his sense of humor? That's something that a lot of other people have talked about. He could have a wicked sense of humor.
Well, unfortunately, I didn't get to interact with him, you know, out of my role a whole lot because, again, we were always on the go and trying to fix issues.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I didn't get to really see the sense of humor, but I could tell, you know, just from talking to him that he's like... the only thing I can think of is I've got this. Don't worry about it. We'll fix it. You tell me what you need me to do, and I'll tell you what I need you to do, and we'll fix it.
Yeah. How important is that to have somebody like that with that kind of confidence? Like, we're going to get this. We're going to do this.
It's extremely important, and it makes everybody's job easier. It makes your staff more comfortable. It makes the people, whether they're volunteers or people that are just coming into the building for services, it forms that bond, and people can tell. I mean, you can absolutely tell that it made people more comfortable, and it's just so important because people respond to it. Because if you don't have that positivity, it rubs off on everybody, and it can ruin the whole process and make everybody wary and not want to come to work.
Yeah. Any other thoughts on Jim as we look back on his life and career?
It's really hard to put into words what a nice person Jim is and how his spirit really influenced others. He had the ability to influence others without even trying.
Yeah.
He had the ability to make you smile and make everybody around him feel comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
I keep feeling like I'm going to walk through the building and there, you know, he's just, you know, hey, Donna, how are you today? And just automatically lift your spirits, whether you're in a good mood or a bad mood or somewhere in between. He had that personality that made you just feel comfortable and make you want to smile.
Donna, thanks.
You're welcome. Thank you.